This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
I don't know if you heard about this, but right before the Tiananmen Square anniversary, the 30-year anniversary of the communist Chinese massacre of dissident students, Twitter has banned the accounts of the pro-freedom dissidents who are still trying to tell the world about what really happened in Tiananmen Square. What this means is Twitter is engaged in crimes against humanity. Twitter is siding with the communist Chinese, and at the same time, Twitter, of course, bans free speech in America. I was banned by Twitter a few months ago. I've been banned by YouTube for over a year. Been shadow banned by Google and Facebook this whole time as well. But what all this has in common is that all of these tech giants are quite literally engaged in war crimes against humanity. That's not an exaggeration. Jack Dorsey is a war criminal. He should be indicted, prosecuted. He should spend his life behind bars, if not worse. Same thing's true with Mark Zuckerberg and these other people. They are engaged in war crimes against humanity because they take away the speech of those who are most oppressed and victimized by authoritarian regimes like communist China. And we all, as members of human civilization, we all have a decision to make about what kind of world in which we wish to live. Are we going to live in a world where our right to speak is dictated to us by communist China and authoritarian regimes, because that's who the big tech companies answer to? Or are we going to have a level playing field where we can express dissent against the government or against the system, where we can talk about what we don't like about, you know, the pharmaceutical industry or the vaccine industry or the abortion industry, or pick your industry? You know, you should be able to say whatever you want about the oil and gas industry or the cattle ranching industry if you want. If you don't like even guns, if you're an anti-gun person, even though I don't agree with you, I still agree with your right to speak. But leftists today, so-called progressives, don't want progress at all. They think that you don't have the right to say anything unless your speech conforms to their demands. That is an authoritarian system. That's tyranny. And that's what we have now, today, in America because of these tech giants and the way they have already sold out humanity in order to protect the establishment and in order to control the narrative and to control elections. So the fact that the Trump administration has now launched massive bombshell investigations, the Trump administration is going to restore human dignity to all of us. And this is the civil rights movement of our time. Trump is following in the footsteps of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in this respect. He is fighting for our right to exist in a society that is discriminatory, because modern society with the tech giants and everything that they control and influence discriminates against people who are conservatives and discriminates against people who are Christians. And that discrimination is being endorsed by the left-wing media. It's being demanded. To them, progress is silencing all voices that they don't like. That's not progress at all, because classical liberalism is about civil liberties, and even the ACLU has forgotten that as well. The ACLU now is pro-censorship. It's amazing. For political reasons or religious reasons, the ACLU has become part of the radical left-wing authoritarian cult that tries to control everything you're allowed to read or speak or say or watch or share. It is an authoritarian, tyrannical regime, already in power, already controlling everything, and it's up to Trump to dismantle it, and that's why he needs our support. Call your representatives in Washington, call their offices, call them and tell them you support the antitrust investigations into the tech giants, and you demand an end to the censorship that they have been pursuing. They have no morals, they have no rules, they do not follow the laws of the land, that they are frauds. They violate their terms of service. They mislead users. They exploit their positions of influence to silence politically targeted speech. They spy on their users. They build surveillance maps of user behavior. They violate the privacy of their own users. All of these companies that I mentioned should all be shut down. That's unlikely to happen, but what is likely to happen is that they would be forced to respect freedom of speech. We need major reforms of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. We need to gut that section of the law that grants these companies legal immunity. They need to be held legally liable for their discrimination. And frankly, we need a new law in Congress that outlaws the discrimination against people based on their political views. You know, why is it okay for Twitter to silence somebody just because they love their country and they want to defend their national borders and they love their president and they love the founding of their country? All those things, expressing support for those things, can get you banned. So take action now. Fight for your right to speak or you will lose it. And if you lose your right to speak, you will be overrun. They will turn America into a communist regime, a police state authoritarian regime, where no one has the right to speak unless you utter the correct official opinions on everything. It's time to stop the tyranny, and it's time to free the American people from the bonds of mental imprisonment that these tech tyrants are pushing on everybody. It's techno-fascism, folks, and we do not stand by idly and allow fascists to steamroll this country. We get behind our president. We call for legal action. We call for investigations. We call our senators and tell them what we need done. And that's what you need to do right now. Join me in this effort. Pick up the phone today. Make those phone calls. Support this in every way you can. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.